Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today in the NFA Media Studio is U.S. Congressman Jeff Fortenberry. Congressman, welcome to the Daily Spotlight.
Well, Karen, first of all, let me thank you for having me on the program, but also thank you for your dedicated leadership and the mission of the Nebraska Family Alliance. Look, you do the hard work. People are lonely. They are hurting. Where you have a diminishing reality of community and interconnectedness in family life and faith life, you're here standing saying, we can do better as a society. And even where you're located, you're not in some fancy office building somewhere. You're down here in a house on the street where people can come in. I know you have people here praying for the people in the state, praying for leadership. I'm grateful for that. So again, I'm just so impressed by what you do and thankful.
Thank you, sir. We talked last week about the March for Life in D.C. and here in Nebraska. But today, I want to talk about the emerging pro-life generation. One thing that I really appreciate about the millennial generation, they are the pro-life generation. They are emerging leaders. They have seen the horrific results of 45 years of abortion. And also, they now get to view the advancement in medical science, and they understand the power of the 3D and the 4D ultrasound, that little one inside the womb isn't just some tissue.
Right.
It is a viable baby.
In any political or public movement or cultural movement, it's always the young people who come along and say, but why do we have to keep doing it this way? Why don't we do it a new way? And this new generation that's refreshing the hearts and minds, hopefully, of the country to say, look, what is really happens in an abortion? A woman is left, abandoned, scarred. The abortion industry profits from all this pain. A man escapes his responsibility. I find it fascinating. Again, I've told you this before, that the early feminist movement was decidedly against abortion because they saw it for what it is, a male domination over women. And the young people are saying, we can do better. Love them both. Let's don't throw anyone away.
Congressman Fortenberry, I want to thank you for joining me today. And I also want to thank you for standing strong for life.